And the Egyptians harshly served the children of Israel and made their lives bitter with hard servitude and making mud and brick. And in all the work of the field and in their services to which they were rigorously forced. And the king of Egypt spoke to the midwives of the Hebrews. One of the women was called Sifra and the other Phua, and told them to assist the Hebrews in their deliveries and to see the sex of their children. If he is son, kill him. If she is a daughter, then let her live. But the midwives feared God, and they didn't do as the king of Egypt commanded them. They preserved the lives of their children. And the king of Egypt called the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this? Why have you preserved the lives of the children?" The midwives responded to the Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptians. Because they are robust and give birth before the midwife arrives. God did good to the midwives, and the people multiplied and strengthened themselves greatly. And because the midwives feared God, he prospered their families." It was a complicated time for a nation that was growing. The people of Israel were plunged into slavery in Egypt. The place that became for them in the beginning as some small tribe became for them in the time of Joseph a place of provision, of abundance and growth. And right now it was a place of their slavery where they suffered for many years, but God had a purpose with them. There was a promise for their lives. It's important that we understand that many times God prepares people. Many times God allows and prepares people more than circumstances. God does not dedicate himself to operate circumstances. He dedicates himself to operate or process people. And the Bible is full of them. People who are anonymous, some their names are known, others are simply behind the scenes, but they were an important piece in God's plan. It's all about his plan. And when you decide to surrender your life to God, he will take care of you. You decide to retake the position you have within that plan. God, in this time, and in the times of crisis, begins to work hard, slowly, the lives of people who make the decision to leave the cube status, to leave the position they are in and move forward with a broad perspective of life for what God wants. God chose two women in this biblical story. Two women were key in the process of redemption of the nation of Israel from Egypt. After Israel suffered a lot, God had already heard their cry, but wanted them to understand that they were separated from him, and that through those crises that he was allowing was the way to get their attention to turn their faces to him. The Bible says, "Seek the Lord while he can be found. Call him while he is close." Many times we harden our hearts, and all of the test becomes, or the process becomes more complicated. We don't decide to surrender to God. Many times pride can be more than humility. And the tremendous thing is that the Bible says that God looks at the proud from afar, but closely at the humble. These women faced the Pharaoh. They were in charge. They were not recognized, but they were in charge of assisting the Hebrew women in their deliveries. With all this that you are experiencing today, the Lord is preparing you for the right moment. There is a time and there is an occasion for everyone. And God is forging your life and preparing you for the right moment. There is a moment when the opportunity comes. And at that moment, you should know what is the moment of God for your life. Perhaps now you are crying. Perhaps now you are sad. Perhaps now you are not seeing anything. But God is preparing you. God is working something greater in your life because that moment will come of a promotion. And that moment of a promotion is a decisive moment that you cannot let pass. For that reason, God, when working your life, works the patience so that you learn to wait, so that you don't make hasty decisions, so that you do not move outside the time that God has appointed, but so that you learn to be quiet and at that rest, waiting for the signal, waiting for when it's time for your participation, and knowing that in the middle of that moment, you are part of God's plan. And as a result of the Lord's endorsement will come, and you will prosper in everything. When God prepares someone, He does not prepare it in one day. He prepares it over time, not through a single event, but through the processes like these. God prepares the people who make the difference and those who allow Himself to be prepared. I recently read this expression and I like it a lot. God prepares the leaders over low heat and not in a microwave. If it's true, God's patience is great to work in our lives, and He works over low heat so that we can reach a time of maturity. Not in a microwave so that everything is now. Work character, forge character in us, because more important than the expected goal is the work that God does in us while we wait. My beloved friends, the wait deepens and matures us, levels us, and levels our perspective and broadens our understanding. The test of time determines whether we can endure seemingly unsuccessful periods of preparation and indicate whether we can recognize and seize the opportunities that come our way. That's why I wondered, who changed the course of history? More often, God chooses men and women without any power and little social status, the most significantly reshaped this world. God chooses many of those who let themselves be molded. When the king of Egypt began to worry that his Hebrew slaves were growing, he wanted to stop that growth. And I want to give you this word for you this morning. Although the enemy tried to stop the growth of what God is doing with you, he is not going to be able to. Even their strategies will cooperate, so that everything works good for you in your life. And instead of overshadowing, instead of oppression, serving you to the end, it will make you grow and you will multiply. That is why when there are times of crisis, opportunities come. And that moment was the opportunity for these two women, Sifra and Fua. Pharaoh called them to instruct them to kill the Hebrew children, to murder the newborn boys. But these midwives feared God and refused to obey such a cruel order. Despite the king's threats, they did not budge and continued to help deliver healthy Hebrew males, although they had no way of knowing. Their risky decision helped the life of Moses, who became God-ordinated liberator of Israel in civil disobedience. These two women risked their lives to protect the children that God had placed in their care. Their courage led God to show them His goodness and blessings of their families. Without a doubt that their children and good children were part of God's plan. Because when you obey, when you let yourself be formed, when you know what moment is and you know to participate, not only you, but all your generations will be blessed by God. At a strategic point in history, you are Hebrew midwives without political power, perhaps socially despite it at an economic disadvantage. They challenge the governor of Egypt to obey the God they had. They had confidence and risked everything for everything. You know today, remain firm that your trust remains in the Lord and that you do not deviate by blurring your gaze to the left or to the right, but to the front and forward, knowing that the reward is already given in Jesus Christ, and at that soon your physical eyes will see it, and everyone around you will know that your God is faithful, great, and powerful. His dangerous decisions to do the right thing protected Abraham's lineage to the point that Jesus came from that lineage and God's plan was fulfilled for all humanity. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are part of the plan. God gives it to you. It's working on a slow fire. Time will prove what God is doing with you. You are not going to die in the desert. You are not going to die under slavery. I hope you receive these words and receive hope and you can get up. Everything has its moment and its time. And what you are experiencing today will soon pass. But remember that when it passes, you will let yourself be shown the glory of God who was working in intimacy and anatomy with you. A prayer. Lord, your words are wonderful and how good. When you speak to us, how good, Lord, when your words come at the right time to remove all doubt and fear, to strengthen our faith today. I pray for each person who is receiving this word and that, Lord, perhaps they are like these women in difficulties or in situations and decisions that they can change their lives, but that in the middle of everything, they appreciate your presence more than their own lives. You have taught us that if you are more important, although we despise our own life, then we will have one because you are first. I pray that they will be strengthened and that today they will be lifted. And that the one who is sad receive joy. The one who is tired receive new strength. That today, Lord, we can stand firm in knowing at a moment an opportunity is coming that we will see soon. And that we will take advantage in you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, this is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you, and he invites you to subscribe to our devotional YouTube channel, Just In Time, and that you can follow him on Instagram. There you can find him as Pastor Elias HC. I also remind you that we have a YouTube channel every day at 9 a.m. Intimate and unity. Blessings.